Hello and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. I once heard a beautiful quote that I want to share with you. Life is like a rainbow. You need both rain and sun to make its colors appear. You can look at that quote in a couple of ways. The obvious is that rain and sun are really necessary to make a rainbow. But there is also a special meaning behind the quote. If you think of rain as sadness and sun as happiness, the quote can take on a whole new meaning. It can mean that you need to experience happiness and sadness to appreciate the beautiful colors around you. We are going to learn more about the colors around us with the help of two incredible listeners of ours.
Double mailbag!
Hi, Jacob and Olivia. My name is Opal, and I'm 5 years old. I heard you on the 10 News podcast, and now I've listened to a bunch of your episodes, and I love your podcast. I loved the mermaids episode and the unicorns episode. My favorite part is when you say hello! Can you do an episode about where colors come from? I listened to the colorblindness episode. I want to know why there is color, and how do things get to be red, or purple, or pink, or blue? Thanks, from Opal of San Francisco, California. My name is Shelley, and my daughter Nina and I are big fans of your show. We live in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Nina likes to listen to your podcast when she's winding down at bedtime. Her favorite episodes are Curious About Diapers and Curious About Play-Doh. Nina is curious about color and fabric. Keep up the great work. Nina of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
Wowee! That was amazing! Thanks so much to Opal for this beautiful email and to Nina for the incredible review.
We love it when people reach out to us in lots of different ways to let us know what they're curious about. We've received topic suggestions by email, voicemail, social media, and by review. We also enjoy it when you tell us which of our episodes is your favorite. It makes us so happy to see the wonderful variety of the episodes that our listeners love.
This week we are getting curious about colors for Opal and Nina. Let's get to it.
It's going to be so much fun. Before we learn how our eyes see color, check out this interesting fact. Researchers believe that there are two colors that make people more hungry when they see them. People are so convinced that these colors make people hungry that the colors are used to create the logos of some of the biggest fast food restaurant chains in the world, including McDonald's, Wendy's, Sonic, and Popeyes.
The question of the week is, which two colors can make people more hungry?
That's a fun question. For a hint, try to picture the logos of those fast food restaurants, McDonald's, Wendy's, Sonic, and Popeyes, and figure out which two colors they all have in common. Colors are so important in our everyday lives, even if we don't usually stop to think about how important they are. Let's say you want to eat a nice, yummy banana. In order to know if the banana is perfectly ripe, you're going to want to examine it to see what color it is.
If it's green, it's still raw, and you might want to wait another day or two before digging in. If it's yellow, it's ripe and it's delicious.
And if you don't get to the banana quickly enough, it can turn black, in which case it might be a good idea to throw it away. Have you ever wondered how our eyes see all of the different beautiful colors and help us make important decisions every day, like whether or not to eat that banana?
When the sun hits an object, some of the sunlight is absorbed and the rest is reflected.
When an object absorbs light, it kind of just soaks it all up, so it can't be seen anymore. When an object reflects light, it throws it back so your eyes can see it.
The part of the eye that sees colors is called the fovea centralis.
The fovea centralis is located in the back of our eyes. It contains teeny tiny light receptors called cones and rods. These cones and rods detect light and send a signal to our brains, letting us know what colors we're looking at.
The cones react when we are in an environment with lots of different colors. They help tell our brain whether the banana is ready to eat or not.
The rods react when we are in dark environments. If you wake up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, the rods are helping you see in the dark.
All colors come in different wavelengths. Do you remember the colors of the rainbow from episode 2 of the podcast? The colors are red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
And those colors go in order from longest wavelength red to shortest wavelength violet. The colors of the rainbow, and all of the colors in between, make up what's called the visible spectrum, which is just all of the colors that are visible to humans. There are colors that come in longer wavelengths than red, called infrared, and shorter wavelengths than violet, called ultraviolet, that humans are not able to see, but other animals may be able to see them.
That's because different animals have different visible spectrums. Some animals can see more colors than humans, while others can't see as many colors as humans.
It's cool to think about all of the different animals and how the world looks different to all the animals. Let's learn a bit about primary colors. Primary colors are the colors that help make up all of the other colors. The primary colors are blue, red, and yellow. You can't combine any other colors to make blue, red, or yellow.
But if you combine the primary colors, they make secondary colors. Mix blue and red, you get purple, which is a secondary color.
Mix blue and yellow, and you get green, which is also a secondary color and is my favorite color.
And if you mix red and yellow, you get orange, the last of the three secondary colors.
Before we answer the question of the week, we have a bunch of really interesting color facts to share with you.
The most popular color in the world is blue. That also happens to be my favorite color. About 40% of the people that were surveyed said their favorite color was blue.
The second most popular color is purple, and that just happens to be mommy's favorite color. Have you ever wondered what the least popular colors are? They include white, orange, and yellow.
The first color a baby sees is red. Babies can see the color red when they are as young as 2 weeks old.
The reason babies can see red first is because red has the longest wavelength of all of the colors in the visible spectrum. And those are the colors that babies can distinguish first.
Chromophobia is a scientific name for the fear of colors.
Can you imagine being afraid of a color or several colors? That must be terrible. Some people develop a fear of colors because they link a certain color with a bad moment in their lives.
Mosquitoes are attracted to dark colors, especially blue. I guess humans aren't the only ones that love blue. If you want to avoid mosquitoes in the summer, try wearing more light colors.
Women and men see colors differently too. Women can tell the difference between similar colors better. For example, women are often able to distinguish between different shades of red, like burgundy or crimson. For most men, like me, red is just red.
That might explain why you have trouble telling the difference between black and dark blue. That's why you usually come to me or mommy for help telling the difference.
That's true. If you are looking for a new car, consider this. White cars are involved in the fewest serious car accidents, making them the safest car color on the road. The most dangerous car color is black. The reason for the difference is that it is often easier to see white cars on the road, especially at night.
As we mentioned in episode 68, Curious About Fruit, the color orange came after the fruit called the orange.
Before learning that, I always figured it was the other way around. I thought that we had names for all of the major colors, and then we gave the fruit the name orange because, well, it's orange. But that's not the case. The name for the color actually came from the fruit. Okay, Olivia, speaking of food, there are two colors that can make you hungry when you see them. That's why they appear in so many logos for the big fast food chains out there. Which colors are they?
Red and yellow are two colors that can make you hungry. See if you can spot the red and yellow colors when you see popular fast food chains. Have you seen what Ronald McDonald looks like? He's all red and yellow.
You're right. I wonder why red and yellow make people hungry. Maybe because they're the colors of ketchup and mustard. I'm not sure. Either way, that's a really interesting fact. If you want to suppress your hunger, try looking at blue things. It's believed that blue has the opposite effect of red and yellow when it comes to your appetite. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 159, on colors.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Opal and Nina, for the colorful episode topic suggestion. If you want to let us know what you're curious about, you can send an email to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com. You can leave a voicemail at 856-425-2324, or you can leave us a 5-star review like our pal Nina. Reviews help the podcast so much. Don't forget to visit our website, www.curiouskidpodcast.com. From there, you are able to interact with the podcast in so many different ways, so check it out. Come back next week when we will get curious about popcorn for listeners in Ann Arbor, Michigan. 2 weeks from today, we have our special Halloween episode that is going to come out on Halloween, because Halloween falls out on a Sunday this year. How awesome is that? Can you guess the topic for our Halloween episode this year? It won't be long before you find out. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.